Live Saturday edition of the program, and the toll-free number is 855-453. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about secession. The White House official response has come down on the various petitions that were submitted, and many of them ran up quite a few thousand signatures, one of them with over 100,000, the Texas one. Over 125,000 signatures. Florida with 37,000. The next one down, I think, is Georgia with 33,000. Tennessee, 32,000. So there were a bunch of these things, and they were all asking for the federal government, the White House, to peacefully grant the state of fill-in-the-blank to withdraw from the United States and create its own new government. And basically, the response in about four paragraphs summed up is that, well, Abraham Lincoln was willing to murder 600,000 Americans, and that basically established a permanent union. You guys can't leave, is essentially the response. Your thoughts are welcome. That led into a discussion about the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln and whether he was actually in support of slavery or not. Mark, you said he was an abolitionist. I don't see any evidence
for it. A very wishy-washy one.
Yeah, he actually comes right out in statements over at Cato.org, which, by the way, I put this link on our Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to read the full article about Lincoln's secession and slavery by Tibor Machen, from 2002, it has some very interesting quotes from Abraham Lincoln where it makes it pretty clear that he is a racist and that his primary objective was to save the Union, not to free any slaves. If he could free the slaves to save the Union, he would do that. Or if he could free a handful of slaves to save the Union, he would do that as well.
He was claiming that it was a political tool.
He also said he has no inclination to interfere with the institution of slavery. So you can read all that. Go to our Twitter or Facebook, and you can pull that link down there. Let's go back to the phones, though. Rich is on the line. The number again, by the way, 855-453. Rich, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. He actually wanted to deport blacks if they were to be freed.
Now, that's right. That's why Liberia came into being.
Right. During the Civil War, there was a faction of the Republican Party that wanted the blacks freed. And if Lincoln didn't go along with it, they were going to withdraw their support for the Civil War, which right. had been, and he was coming up for election. And that was crucial to Lincoln. Lincoln was actually the first tyrannical president we ever had. He broke the Constitution in more ways than one.
Oh, wait a second. What about John Adams's Alien and Sedition Act?
What about it?
Well, I mean, that's president number two.
What was that? I mean, what did that do, Mark?
Well, it was a tyrannical piece of legislation that basically said if you disagree with anything that the government says, you will be considered seditious and
Well, I said Lincoln was one of our most tyrannical presidents.
I thought you said
he was the first tyrant.
Look at the guy you got today. Is he tyrannical?
I think they're tyrannical from start to finish, and this is the point that I'm trying to make. The office of presidency was weaker towards the beginning of the Union than it is today, just because there have been so many presidents and they've wielded power in the fashion that they have. I just don't want people to think that somehow in the back 150 years ago that the government was it was just doing the right thing.
Thanks, Rich, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453.
And before we go on, I did look up during the, some people will say that the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery. I looked up the secession documents from Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas, and just doing a simple Control-F search find for the word slave, it comes up 82 times in these documents. Mm-hmm. The idea that slavery was not part of the reason to secede is just as revisionist as saying slavery was the only reason for the reason for secession.
Was that what he was saying, that it had nothing to do with it?
I think that that's the first statement he said, but mm-hmm. I'm not pointing fingers directly at him. We've certainly heard this on this show many times. People want to whitewash history, and that's not happening on Free Talk Live, and it's not happening on my watch. I will not allow anything that doesn't look like the truth if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
But, well, it was one of the issues at the time, but ultimately the main drive was self-determination, and part of that was being able to have slavery in their states.
Taxes were prohibitive on agricultural South. There's no doubt about it. It was terrible.
That was another part of the self-determination. These are all aspects of the main thrust of secessionism, which was we should be in charge of our own selves.
Right, and I don't know how long slavery would have existed in antebellum South had it seceded, of its own, but I can tell you it likely would not have made it another 5 decades.
Right, because all around the world, secession was mostly ended in most every other place without a civil war.
All you have to do is take a look at black history after the Civil War. It's not like it was really great in the North anyway. I mean, the vast majority of people in the United States were bigots. Whether blacks were free or not, they were bigots in the latter half of the 19th century anyway.
Jake is on the road in Virginia. He's a driver and listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Jake.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
The truth, just as you guys are plainly and gratefully so speaking, this is a subject so near and dear to my heart. I'm from the South. I love Dixie. And when I go to talk to other people, they ask me, well, you're from the South. You're kind of biased. I'm like, well, yeah, I love the South, but I'm also biased toward the truth. And you guys are right on. Abraham Lincoln was an absolute tyrant. Throughout school, history was a favorite subject of mine, still is. I've actually gotten smarter since I got out of the public education, like you guys are always talking about. And I went at the real history book about, number one, if to call the war while it was being fought, if you were from the South, it was called the War of Northern Aggression.
Right.
From the North, it was called the War Between the States.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln. Now, I want to play devil's advocate to give Lincoln 2 pieces of credit, just to play devil's advocate here. Number one, he did not believe in slavery of any race.
Right.
And number two, he also believed that it was a government's responsibility to maintain the coining and the control of their money, not letting a private bank have it, such as what we have today.
Sure, but I mean, in the process of the Civil War, he created greenbacks, which were a fiat currency, like the Federal Reserve note that we have today, the only difference being that basically he and the government at the time had control of them as opposed to central bankers, as a la the Federal Reserve note.
And they actually did put a stop to it later on.
They stopped it after the war.
That is true. There was banking legislation that was introduced during the Civil War from the Lincoln administration, but that's besides the point. A lot of people don't know this, but Lincoln, he opposed the expansion of slavery to the West, number one,
yep,
because he did oppose slavery, and number two, because he was a white supremacist, he didn't want whites and blacks mixing together. There are so many quotes, like you guys said earlier, where Lincoln stated that he truly believed that the white man was superior to the black. And the whole war... Number one, the Underground Railroad did not end in the North. It ended in Canada because most people up North didn't want the free blacks up there anyhow.
And there was the, I believe Lincoln supported the fugitive slave laws also. So,
Right.
The slave owners would be returned their property. And so, yeah, I mean, there's a really great historical little bit where a slave who makes it up to Canada writes letters to his former slave owner talking about how he did terrible things to him and his wife. It's really an interesting piece of history.
Hey, Jake, thanks for calling with your thoughts tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. 855.
Thanks to all the drivers out there right now. Keep it American moving.
Yeah, that's true. They're really serving their country, so to speak. Let's go to Bill. He's listening in Tupelo to WKMQ. Hey, Bill.
Hello there. Yes, I was listening, and most of my points have already been made by either you guys or the various callers.
Feel free to repeat them.
give us something fresh.
Well, they probably will be repeats. I'm trying to come up with some new ones. But one thing is, I just live right down the street from a Civil War memorial. It's called either the Battle of Tupelo or known as the Battle of Harrisburg, where Harrisburg Baptist Church is, where I got married. And there's a little, you have the very large federal monument there.
Hold that thought, Bill. We're going to get the rest of your story here in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Are you scared? Federal government has decided to subtly threaten those of us out here.
It's pretty subtle.
Who support the idea of secession. That's led into a larger conversation about the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln being a bigot, actually a straight-up racist, and some of his outrageous quotes that you just don't hear in the government school books. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and as was pointed out previously, is also a tyrant. I don't think we mentioned this, but as I understand it, Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War was guilty of, I mean, he wasn't convicted of it, but he had actually put journalists in prison for basically critiquing his policies.
Indeed.
So let's go to back to Bill. He was telling us that in Tupelo, you live near some kind of Civil War memorial or battlefield. Yes. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, just down the street from me, and you have the great big federal monument, because that's what it actually, all these Southern Civil War monuments are actually federal installations. And but right beside it, you have a very small monument, which is for the Confederate soldiers who died defending their freedom, as it puts it, on the monument. And then back behind the two monuments are several graves of Confederate soldiers. And but anyway, one main point I wanted to make was, though, slavery, a despicable institution, no doubt about it. And, you know, I'm glad it's gone, like everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no doubt probably very important to many Southerners, or at least significant number of Southerners. Nonetheless, the best way for them to have kept their slaves would have been simply to stay in the Union, where the slavery was completely legal and completely supported by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, which is, you know, I think that's some evidence to say that this was about far more than slavery. It was about slavery. It was about taxes. It was about mostly self-determination, the ability for them to govern their own way and do it separately from the federal state. Thank you, Bill, for your call and thoughts tonight. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Jan. She's back on the line. Had some technical difficulties before. For those of you just tuning in, Jan called in our first hour, and she had some thoughts. We never got a chance to really get them out, Jan, because you got disconnected. Go ahead. Do we have Jan? Jan in Charleston. Jan.
This is inconvenient.
Listening to WS. I hear something.
I'm here.
There you are.
Okay, she's hollering in the background.
Jan, you're on the air.
I'll tell you, since the last time we talked, you went to the historical record, and you found out some things you didn't know when we first talked.
Like what?
You found some documents on secession. That you did a slavery word search in there, and you found it several times in these secession documents. I think you said for.
But I did it. I've done that in the past. I mean, that was
right. We didn't learn anything new tonight about secession from our web searches. We were just trying to pull up information that we've referenced previously.
Okay. We've been doing it for 10 years, so you know.
Well, you need to stay with the historical record and let that inform your positions. I think you've taken a position. And now you're trying to find evidence for your position.
Well, I don't think that that's true, Jan, because mm-hmm. I have had positions in the past on this issue that are different than the one I have today. And so I've allowed history, as I've found that information, to inform my position. I don't think that's me taking a position and trying to back it up. I think that's me having a position based on fact. And it's certainly a heck of a lot more factual than the crap they taught me in high school about mm-hmm. Lincoln.
Well, you did go to high school. You did have U.S. history in high school.
Are you kidding me? You don't think I went to high school?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know your background because I never heard your program before.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a college education?
I have a partial college. I got tired of paying people to tell me what to do.
What's it matter anyway? Look, there's all kinds of misinformation about...
No. It does matter because you are discussing the historical record tonight.
So you have to go to college to know about history?
No, my gosh. You can have their books.
Right, so I don't see why it matters how many years of college we've been to, Jan.
It doesn't matter. What matters is if you're going to read the historical records.
We just did. We read you quotes from Abraham Lincoln.
You read little parts of it. You need to read the entire historical record because from the things you're saying tonight,
Jan.
You do not know the history of Lincoln.
So what did we miss? What did we miss?
The history of what?
Okay. Lincoln.
The history of Lincoln.
Okay.
What did we miss?
Well, first of all, the Republican Party was formed in 1856.
1856?
As a single issue party.
What happened to the Democratic Republicans?
Okay, they're the old anti-federalists.
All right.
Okay, so then what we call the modern Republican Party.
All right.
it formed up in 56. Okay, and so it's formed as a single-issue party, and it's rare for a single-issue party to survive. But this one did, and we know that. We have examples in our lifetimes that single-issue parties, they just don't become major party. They don't survive to get into the two-party system. But what the reason the Republican Party from 56 formed, it was the anti-slavery party. It was formed on that platform. Just 3 to 4 years later, they put up their first candidate. Their candidate became a viable national candidate. That was Abraham Lincoln. So his background, his platform was abolition. Now,
but you do agree that it's really wishy-washy abolition when he says something like,
"Let me
I don't
continue."
What's that?
Let me continue.
Well,
let me continue.
You have been on a soapbox for the last 3 minutes.
I'm not on a soapbox. I'm a U.S.
Right.
history teacher. Lincoln then became the candidate, and he won, as we know. Now, Lincoln, like all of us, are products of our time. And, okay, y'all are correct what you're saying about the racism, the bigotry.
What about his quote, Jan, about where he says he has no purpose directly or indirectly to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists, that he has no inclination to do so?
That's not a product of one's time. That's a product of power.
And that's not abolitionist in any way, shape, or form. If he were an abolitionist, why would he say that?
Because it was given if he was elected.
That was his inaugural address. He was elected.
If a man or woman, whoever, were elected by the abolition party, then it's given that that is their principle.
That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the case. Jan, I would cite for you.
You have to dance with the one that brought you. By the time he was inaugurated.
No, you don't. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Look at all the political candidates of today. You know, do they all necessarily agree with 100% of everything that their political party stands for? No, they don't. Who could possibly even know what the political party stands for? Have you ever seen the platform of the Republican or Democratic parties? Have you ever bothered to attempt to read those platforms?
I voted on the one from this state.
I'm talking about the national platform, Mark. Have you ever taken the time to look and see what
that says?
Not
all the way through. I did watch the Democratic National Convention where they did that whole Jerusalem thing.
If Lincoln was an abolitionist, why would he say during his inaugural address that he has no inclination to interfere with slavery in the states where it exists?
I think he was an abolitionist. But very, very wishy-washy one that cared more about power than he did about freeing anybody.
Toll free, 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Invited to take control of these airwaves here. Live Saturday edition, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Want to invite you over to our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our news updates. We will send them to you via email, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Or do all of them if you would like, whatever it is that you like the best, whatever is the best delivery method for you. You can go and sign up for any one of those over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. And if you've got a business that needs to try something new in that area, SACL CAI can help you. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. And so do business with him, SACL, C-A-I.
You know, just before we continue on with the calls, we had Jan on a moment ago. She is a history teacher. So, of course, you know, she's been to school for this, Mark. And so
let's not be condescending about it. I mean, the woman was knowledgeable on the topic.
How is that condescending?
She's been to school for this.
Well, people who think that they are, you know, educated are the ones who are condescending. I'm not condescending by pointing
that out. I think that she has a certain amount of condescension in her voice, too, but it doesn't help when you do it.
I'm sorry. That's not condescension to point out that people who go to school believe that they're better than other people. That's not condescension. I don't think I'm better than Jan. I'm just a guy with a microphone here. Anyway, what I wanted to say was I pulled up the Republican Party's platform here, the 2012 version, right from their website, because it was her suggestion that if you run for a political party or you run underneath a political party, that you agree with the tenets of that political party. So I just, you know, did a quick control F, a find for this document, by the way, 50 pages of fairly small print. And I look for the word taxes, because, you know, Republicans are supposedly for lower taxes, right? And And sure enough, it does say something about how taxes, by their very nature, reduce the citizens' freedom. The proper role in a free society should be to fund services. And they go on to talk about how that the IRS is a patchwork quilt stitched together over time from mismatched pieces. And, you know, it's kind of what you might expect to hear from the Republicans about taxes, the world's highest corporate tax rate. They bemoan this sort of thing. But I don't think George Bush did anything to lower taxes when he was in office.
Well, you can look at what Barack Obama's ran on versus what his presidency has been like. It's very easy to look. You know, he talked about closing Gitmo. Gitmo's not closed. As a matter of fact, he just signed a bill into law that I believe this week that gave Gitmo, gave it more time in existence. So, I mean, he's doing a very bad job of ending Gitmo by signing it into law in the same way that Lincoln was essentially, I mean, I guess we can assume that Lincoln was an abolitionist. I tend to think he was just because sort of history says he was, but, you know, there's no evidence that he was, you know, getting rid of slaves for the purpose of believing that they should be free. In the same way, there's no evidence that Barack Obama wants to shut down Gitmo or make the government more transparent, considering he's the largest prosecutor of whistleblowers of all presidents in American history. So, I mean, the question is, are politicians liars? And I think the vast majority of Americans would say, yes, they're liars. So do we want to believe what they run on, they believe what they run on, or they just say things to get the populist vote? I don't know.
I'll go with the latter. I think they say whatever they need to say to get the vote so they can get into office and then scratch their enemies' back or their friends' backs and punish their enemies.
I think that the best thing to do as far as a politician goes is to look at what they do. Look at what they vote.
With any human being.
Look at what they vote on. Well, politicians, it's easy. You can go back and see how they vote.
Right.
Now, I don't think it gives the complete picture. I'm not going to claim that it gives a complete picture of what's in a man's heart. But I mean, they're politicians, and I think to some extent what it takes to be the leader, to get into the highest office in the world means, a lot of compromise. And compromise isn't good for anybody. Truth isn't halfway between two untruths. Truth is the truth, and a man who believes in the truth is going to go for that. And I don't think you can become president believing that way.
Let's go to Amos. He's listening in Charleston, West Virginia. The WVTS. Hey, Amos.
Yes, thank you for letting me speak. And
that's what we do.
Wonderful topic.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And the thing, I mean, y'all probably already discussed this, but Lincoln suspended habeas corpus.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I guess you could maybe argue that George W. Bush did too, in a
way. That's right.
But the big thing is, I'm sure somebody's talked about this before, is under the 10th Amendment, I think what everybody ought to do, these states just say, look, we're not going to take any of your federal money. We're sending it back. And on the other hand, we're not sending any federal tax money to Washington, and just walk away. And I think the dumbest thing, there's some argument about this both ways, but the dumbest thing the South ever did was fire on Fort Sumter.
Absolutely.
So just left them alone and ignored them and not send them any money, taxes, or anything. But on the other hand, it's kind of a libertarian approach. You don't take anything from the federal government either. You don't take any highway money. You don't take anything else.
I would call that total nullification. I mean, that would be
that's just about
that's one step from secession.
It is secession. This is the problem. I think this is the most important issue, which is income tax, because the federal government claims to own the labor of everybody, all of its citizens worldwide. Yeah. It claims to own their labor, which means that it claims that they are its slaves, and that is morally reprehensible for a state to say that if the federal government may not come in. The vast majority of states have income taxes. Come in and collect wages from our slaves. We can do that. Then what there's, they would have to arrest any IRS agents that came into their state to, do this kind of thing. And that is going to start a full-on war.
Maybe so. But, some other things I'll be brought up is that some of your people may know about this, that there were actually blacks and Indians who fought in uniform for the South.
Yeah, they did.
And then you get
fewer than the North.
Right, and then you have the whole thing about West Virginia. West Virginia, the way they broke away from Virginia, a group of West Virginians didn't want to secede with Virginia, but what they did, and there were some people that did and some didn't, they just had a different convention,
yeah,
and they created what was called the Restored State of Virginia.
Yeah.
And then from that, they created West Virginia.
Yeah, that what happened with Virginia and West Virginia is just a bunch of crap.
Right.
And I think that anybody on either side of this issue is going to agree.
But they never, you know, they never tried to get it back or anything. But it's kind of, West Virginia was kind of like the Bosnia of the United States. I mean, there are people. And that's another thing I found out is that every southern state, with the exception of South Carolina, sent some troops to the north. And of course, there were northerners that fought for the south. You can see this, too. And then you had situations like in Kentucky, and I understand in southern New Jersey, and probably Delaware, and probably Missouri, where they actually had slaves, and those states really weren't, you know, none of those states seceded.
It's true. As a matter of fact, that whole the Hatfields and McCoys thing was,
it had its roots.
It had its roots in the Civil War.
Yeah, the Kentucky McCoys were Yankees, and the Hatfields were West Virginians.
Interesting. I didn't know that about that.
There's another thing, too, you probably discussed. I think you know, on a previous show, you even discussed that New York City even wanted to secede as a separate city state. I think maybe during the war.
Yeah, I don't remember when that was, but I do remember talking about it.
Boy, I bet the upper state New York folks sure would support something like that happening.
Right.
Goodbye.
Yeah. And prior to that, of course, New England wanted to secede.
Yeah, New England wanted to secede, too.
And that may be coming back around again. Apparently, there's the new Arcadia project. Arcadia? Is it Acadia? I've seen it both ways,
okay.
I think. But anyway, Amos, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855 453. Let's go to Eddie. He's listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Mississippi. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a couple little things.
All right.
I've heard bandied about a lot. There was an agreement made at Fort Sumter where the North would not bring in reinforcements and would not bring in supplies. And I think it was 2 days later, three ships appeared with both of those things. So
stand by, Eddie. I want to get more of your thoughts here in moments. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. We are here, and we'll take your calls about anything. You don't have to talk about the Civil War, slavery, or secession, but you're certainly welcome to. That floats your boat. This is Free Talk Live.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak prefinished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $269 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Ever wondered what you'd do if you were seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you would like. And we've mostly been talking about secession-related stuff. Ended up going into a lengthy discussion about Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War and, you know, what really happened. What did he really say? Was he actually a supporter of slavery or an abolitionist or someone who is wishy-washy on the issue? 855-450-FREE. We've been all over that. Plus, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And the show is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with others who think like you. Now, I support the idea of secession, but the Free State Project isn't an explicitly secessionist organization. There are a variety of people within it, and they don't all support that particular idea. But a fair amount of people within the Free State Project support it, and certainly a lot of them support nullification. In fact, New Hampshire, since before the Free State Project, has long been nullifying at least some federal laws. We're the only state, or this is the only state, in which there is no mandate to wear a seatbelt. And that was
for an adult.
Thank you. For an adult. I think it's actually over 16, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's 18.
Is it? Okay. Well, anyway.
We know that 17-year-olds can't make rational choices that affect their lives.
Well, apparently they can choose to have sex in New Hampshire, but they, you know, seatbelt's a whole other issue. But anyway, in New Hampshire, we don't have that law. And back in the day, the federal government attempted, as I understand it, to ply the New Hampshire state government with $1 million or something like that.
Some number like that, yeah.
Hey, if you just go ahead and put a seatbelt law in, just here we'll even give you the boilerplate. Here you go. Just put this seatbelt law in, and we'll give you all this money. Of course, it was money that people already paid into the system they could have kept in the first place had they not paid the income tax. But that's the kind of thing that I'd like to see more of. And if we actually get enough people in New Hampshire who care about liberty, that is, they agree that freedom means that you're free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that includes people that might live their lives in a way that's different from you. So if you get those ideas and you really, really support them and you really want to do something about it, go to freestateproject.org. There's a great document there called the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, and I think you'll find that very persuasive. Because getting your existing state legislators to enact some sort of nullification legislation is kind of a difficult task. A lot of these people are fans of the federal government. They love the federal government.
They aspire to it.
Yeah, and they don't want to upset their masters in the federal government. So I don't know how much nullification we're going to see. It's just, you know, scattered about here and there. I know there's some. There's been some gun nullification in Montana, for instance, I believe.
Lots of nullification going on.
Yeah. But no real consistent plan, you know, no real consistent nullification plan. Just, you know, a spattering of issues nullification. We need to have more of it happening in one place, and people need to withdraw themselves from consenting to this federal government. Go to freestateproject.org and also learn about the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is a great opportunity to come up here in just several weeks from now, actually, late February, the 21st through the 24th. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get registered there. It's basically a hotel convention, speeches, panel discussions, banquet dinners, luncheons, things like that. And it's an absolute blast. You'll be around hundreds of other people who actually love liberty and are willing to do something about it. Many of them, like you and I, Mark, have already made the move to New Hampshire. Great speakers like Tom Woods will be present, Cory Doctorow, Declan McCullough. The full speakers list, at least all of them that have been announced thus far, are available at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code when you get signed up and save 10% on the ticket price, which is already really affordable. But you can save 10% with code FTL2013. That's FTL like Free Talk Live 2013 at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And we'll see you there because we're broadcasting live from the event. Eddie, you're back on Free Talk Live listening to Extreme Talk on XM. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, there's only two other things I had. One of those was, if you really want to get an education, go read the speeches given by Jefferson Davis prior to the Civil War and other Southerners who were doing their best to hold off a very, very aggressive North. They wanted a war. It was around 1830 when they caught on to it the first time, and they just literally, the South had to almost beg their way out of it every time. My only other point was, as 75,000 troops came across the border of Virginia, I've always wanted to get somebody to answer this for me. What should the South have done? Should they have surrendered? Tell me. I want to know. What should they have done coming across the border of a sovereign nation?
It's an interesting question.
That's what they were. They were sovereign.
Yeah, I didn't know about this document that you said had been signed between South Carolina and Fort Sumter, saying that there would be no more troops and no more supplies brought in.
Yes, sir. There was an agreement there.
And
yes,
then
sir.
2 days
they had
later,
an agreement that it would not, that they would not resupply, that this thing would just die down, because I guess South Carolina viewed Sumter as being their property.
So what do you think? Do you think that the history of secession in this country is so inexorably sullied by the nastiness of slavery, chattel slavery of African Americans, that it can't rise again? Or what do you think?
I feel for the black people. They were used. They're still being used to this very day. A very, just like the children killed up there at in Connecticut, there are certain liberals that will stand on the graves of these darling little dead people, and they'll push their agenda just like they were standing on the backs of blacks doing it back then. And it irritates me, and it makes me very, very angry.
Eddie, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. I mean, to answer his question, I tend to lean away from violence as a solution to problems. I don't oppose the idea. You know, I get it why people feel like that's what they have to do, because, you know, when men with guns come around, it seems like the natural response is to pull out your own gun. But, you know, when it comes to the government, I support peaceful solutions, and that includes peaceful non-cooperation, civil disobedience, mass non-cooperation. If enough people don't cooperate, they don't send money to their oppressors, they don't do what they're told, they can't do anything about it.
The problem is they didn't have the South did not have a foundation of righteousness. They did not want the oppression of the North, however, so that they could freely oppress slaves.
Oh yeah, they were just a bunch of thugs too.
And that's the whole fountain. You cannot. How can you win if you ain't right within? You know what I mean?
Sure.
You can't. If your heart is not righteous, you cannot win. And they were wrong. They were dead wrong.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with what to do today, because secession is something that we do need to keep talking about, and it does need to. We need to move forward. More nullification, and eventually, let's put forth the idea of peaceful secession in one state, and let's call their bluff. Because the government's, the White House response to these petitions, signatures, these 25,000 plus, over 125,000 plus in Texas. the government, the federal government's response is basically suggesting that they might do what Abraham Lincoln did, and that is start a war and start killing people. But I wonder if they actually would. I wonder if that's just them puffing themselves up and blustering and trying to make themselves, you know, the paper tiger, so to speak, because today's it's different now. I mean, if we were to be seceding, for instance, in New Hampshire, it would be for the right reasons.
I hope.
And, well, I would hope so. And I know that the New Hampshire secessionists, the ones that are out there really pushing the idea, are principled, liberty-oriented people. So I'm not too concerned about that. But so it would be for the right reasons. And then beyond that, I would be very interested to see what the federal government's actual response was. When they were actually called onto the carpet by an actual secession movement, would they roll in tanks? Would they drop some sort of nuclear weapon, airstrikes, things like that, assassination campaigns? Or would they be called on their bluff and they do absolutely nothing because it would make them look like the terrible tyrant oppressors that they are because the media would be there, video cameras would be there?
If the history of the CIA is any indication, you can believe that the assassination attempts, the coups, the bought men, the puppet states would be all, what it's all about.
But we've got video cameras now and YouTube channels and blogs and the ability to be our own media. We don't have to rely on some mainstream publication or news channel to tell our story. We can tell our story as we see it fit and based on the information that we see on the ground. And that can sway people. It can change people's minds. And we're already doing that here by exposing the corruption that is all over the place in New Hampshire, as many of us, you know, for instance, over at freekeen.com are. So I think that it would play out differently. They don't have the ability to do things in the dark, you know, where news only traveled by horseback back in the day, for instance. So it would be a lot more difficult for them to really effectively oppress a secession movement with violence or some sort of skullduggery without them being exposed. And I think that would be a very interesting thing to see happen. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. We've got Mike in Tucson listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Mike.
Hey, I always thought that it was kind of silly that people would actually think that the White House would give any credence to any amount of signatures that was sent in on a website. It's an absolute joke. If anybody wants to really make a difference, if you really want to start a secessionist movement, how about you write exempt on your tax paperwork and refuse to file a federal tax?
Indeed. Stand by. We'll bring you back here in moments. For hour number three, you can take control at 855-450-FREE.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.